You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes!
The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV, copyright 2024, Proximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Okay, so I need some help here from the shipping container, from the audience, because you know where we are as a show right now. If you have migrated to where we are, as so many of you have, you launched us right away just by the moment we left ESPN. You launched us into the number one sports podcast in America. So this has a lot of buzz right now. There are a lot of people around it. There are a lot of people new to it right now who just don't know and have heard, oh, wait a minute, this thing is unfiltered now and it's untethered. They're going to do it themselves. They have access to the audience. So we exist right now in this pirate radio phase where there are no rules or limitations to how it is we're broadcasting to.
We cracked the top 10 on iTunes just in general, not just sports and rec. That's a place you've never been. I've been there with Stupidity, number one. I was ahead of Oprah for a couple of weeks.
And so Stugatz is saying, now that we're untethered, he said, you guys should know that he said, the last thing Stugatz said as soon as we got off with Jake Sherman was, I'm going to get high with that guy.
Oh, I am.
That's the first thing Stugatz said. Billy and Chris were making fun of him for immediately grabbing Jake Sherman to do Stupidity. Look, hey, a guy can talk. And he's got some level of celebrity, even though I have no idea who he is, and this is the first time I've ever seen him. Let's get him on Stupidity to do my job for me.
Not many people I could talk Grateful Dead with. I had Bill Walton on. I asked him a single question. He took 30 minutes to answer it. Then I let him go, and that was about it.
Where is the latest Stupidity? Because we are about to inundate these human beings with content today. Because, as I told you, because we're this pirate ship, because for the moment, very uncomfortably, we're funding this for ourselves so that we can continue to talk to you, and now during an important time, but we planned to be 3 days a week here because I've got to build a whole lot of infrastructure now. We're building out a company now because we're on our own, and that takes a lot of stuff that isn't me drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning tequila and doing, as we are today, two shows in one day. So I ask your forgiveness. Yes, Billy.
Did you say there's Navy SEALs there today? Because I know a coconut guy that also does security that I'm sure is a lot cheaper than Navy SEALs. Yeah.
Okay, but we don't need someone who's cheap who's going to steal our stuff. We need somebody who's going to actually protect us.
He doesn't steal. He's a security guy.
No, not your guy. We've had
coconuts.
No, the last did. Well, I don't want it now. I don't even know where the rules are on some of this stuff. Security is just Navy SEALs now. It was not Navy SEALs before.
So let's looking out.
Leave it at that and move
fair,
on.
Billy.
And there is a big price difference, I would say, it's expensive. Navy SEALs are expensive.
I'd like to hear Billy out on this whole coconut guy, though.
Yeah, so would Manny will give you a fair price.
Billy, it's what we've been doing with Hialeah, Imahina, and Media Pro all the people here in Bruce who don't speak English and protect us from harm. All of those people are Hialeah people. We should have been hiring Navy SEALs.
This has to be a low point for that Navy SEAL, right?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, let me continue apologizing to the audience instead of for us. because you guys are trying to do the show, and I want to do the regular.
Well, he was just no, Billy was just trying to give you more affordable options.
Yeah,
that's it.
I want to do hijinks too. Is my point?
Penny saved, a penny earned.
Okay, Mike, help me here because it's been way too much me today. And look, the tension we have on the show is always the reason Stugatz gets to succeed is because I'm the straight man who wants to talk about the serious stuff, and Stugatz farts and belches and run and throws trash at me yesterday during an interview.
It was a bagel.
When I'm doing the serious stuff, because he
that was hilarious, by the way. Yeah, I listened back to that.
He profits greatly from just look. It's your brother, it's your father, it's my dad and him in terms of the entitlement, and all three of them throw their arms up and say, "What? I'm not the entitled one. You do have an entitled environment, Dan, but it isn't me."
There's a lot happening. You asked me next episode of Stupidity, and you brought up Chris's dad. He'll be interviewing me on Stupidity. He brought to you by the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Of course. Yeah. Very good. You outsourced that. When is that coming out?
That's coming out tomorrow, Dad.
Okay, Mike. So explain to the people right now who are consuming this, because they're going to have a hard time keeping up with it all, and we don't expect you to listen to 8 straight hours of this show.
I do.
But the show has moved very fast today, and we just completed one portion of it, and now we're going to tape an entirely different show. It's not going to be live if you're expecting it to come out tomorrow, but it's all going to come out today because Navy SEALs are expensive, and I can't pay for another day of Navy SEALs, or I can't sign up for a future of everyday Navy SEALs and everything else that costs stuff about here without leaking money more than I already am.
That, and we want to rise to the occasion for our audience and deliver two-a-days, and also we kind of wanted to bank a show so we could have a Friday.
So I fill in the gap Friday with Stupidity and Greg Cody.
Okay.
Look, we're asking a lot of our audience. We'll give you 2 days to listen to it. The South Beach Sessions with Shane Battier is out there. Stupidity and Mystery Crate will be joining before the end of the week. And I want to address one thing that I just did on social media, if I may. The first pirate show had the F word, and we've heard from some fans of ours. Hey, what's going on? Why is the F word now all of a sudden bleeped? We got some messages from some parents that enjoy listening to this show with their family. And they're like, look, some of the foul language is fine, but if you could.
I'd like to get rid of the F word.
Yeah.
I would like to get rid of the F word.
We've been
very relaxed here. Okay, look. We want to be funny for you and unchained and free and everything else, but we do respect that criticism, and I'd like to honor that criticism. I don't want to get flippant with our language. I just want to be free to talk as I normally would when I'm angry, and I'd be okay making the trade of get rid of the F word.
I am fine with it as well as a parent of two daughters, and I use it a lot on Stupidity. I do, and I think it upsets Mike. I do use it a lot, but there is something cathartic about delivering.
No, but you lack
but you lack
subtlety.
It feels
no, but
good,
no, but
Dan.
You do it all the time.
I don't know what the you're talking about.
Yes, yeah, you do it all the time gratuitously.
I kind of think it's a crutch. By a lot, I'm not calling
Working
out
Blue
other,
is a crutch.
I'm not calling out any other podcasts. A lot of podcasts have their identity. I just don't want to use that word on this show. This is a big show. Obviously, it's the number one sports podcast in America right now. It's a top 10 podcast overall. Thank you, I guess we should say, to our audience that is supporting us, because this is our currency right now, and you're supporting us where we're at. But if
actually, it's my currency right now.
Your currency is flying
currency, out the door. My currency is floating off into the ocean.
But I understand it has its place, and if you want to hear Dan or Stu or our guest or any of the members of the Shipping Container say the F word, go to Levitard and Friends. We'll leave that there for South Beach Sessions. And Stupidity, I've just asked Stugatz to tone it down if he could,
but
we're not going to
people are
going to
complain
there.
About that, but look, I just want to get into the thank you, Mike, for pointing that out, because whoever's mad in the audience, it's fine. We've heard the parents out there who do appreciate who found us because my dad and I do a family show on Highly Questionable and would prefer us not to go through the gutter. So we will handle, we will listen to you, first of all. What we're trying to do now, so you understand the spirit of it, is we are trying to talk to you directly at an important time in America with real freedom, and we will figure out what the voice of this will be, and we will figure out the timing of it, because the shows that we are presenting to you today are disjointed and not the normal for us. And for those of you who are new, because we are suddenly very popular, what I wanted to tell all of you here is that this is not representative of the show. It is representative, however, of the tension that always exists on the show, which Stugatz and everybody wants to enjoy the hijinks, and I want to enjoy it with them, but I'm the journalistic straight man who does the serious stuff and the journalism, and then everyone's getting in the way, and the construct or the conceit has been you know, straight man, and everyone gets to be rodeo clowns, and it's a lot of fun. Hey, I'm trying to work here. But some days we go serious. Some days are important enough. Stugatz has always been very good at this in a way that I've found unusual, in that when we get going on one of these things that matters to me, Stugatz steps out of the way and tells me to go. And it changes the show too much. I don't like how much it changes the show.
Yeah, but it's a change that is needed. It's a change that you wanted. It reminds me of the pre-ESPN shows that we did. I don't mind getting out of the way on topics that are super important to you, on topics, quite frankly, that you are great at, that you are nuanced, that you are well thought. I mean, your thoughts are well thought out. You've been thinking about this stuff for a while. It's been on your mind.
But I've wanted, so if you've been watching or listening.
So I'm just trying to tell you I'm good with it, even on a day where Deshaun Watson might request a trade and the Jets have the number two.
What?
I mean, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, you want him, Chris?
Is that an example, or that's actually a thing that's happening?
No, that's being reported. Deshaun Watson, frustrated with the Texans, might request a trade, and the Jets are right there.
Chris, you want him? Are you want him instead of Tua? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just saying, you know, if he's available. Though,
yeah, you want him instead of Tua.
You want him.
Yes. I'm not going to punt on Tua, yes, of course I want Deshaun Watson.
You want him over most quarterbacks. Who wouldn't? The guy is phenomenal. I mean, Mike would take him over Baker
Mayfield. That team wasn't that good this year, though.
Mike would take him over Baker Mayfield right now. Guaranteed he would take Deshaun Watson.
I would. I got him at number four on my rankings.
Thank you.
So that turned quickly from the serious stuff to where Stugatz wanted to take it. But and Chris is always there for you as an oaf. But getting back to what it is that we're trying to set up here for you as we pump out way too much content today. So what many of you just got, if you're still doing this in order, if you're still doing it local hour and Stan Van Gundy BS, and then the two other hours that we've done, if you've consumed this in order, the place that we are now is the post-game show. And so this show is over today, but what you will get tomorrow, if you want to just hold on to what that is, Charles Pierce, I believe, is to be one of the great, great voices, super smart on the history of America, on politics. He's an amazing writer. And for all the smart people that we've ever had around here, it is jarring to me, the level of this man's intellect when it comes to everything historically that has happened in this country. I don't believe that on the subject of politics, I have ever read anybody that I believe to be better than this man. So we will talk to him. We will have Carl Douglas on because I want to talk to him specifically about how a black man who has worked in civil rights for as long as he has experienced yesterday, because Carl Douglas, after all this time, is a bit numb to sort of the injustices of America. But I am genuinely curious how black people watched our state capital getting overrun, freedom and democracy being threatened, and the police force, which has been acting like a state militia in a way that you would not see in a free country, letting them into the place to vandalize it and threaten politicians and kill somebody and have gunshots going off around journalists that have been attacked here as fake media for 4 years in a campaign that every step of the way has ended in a more absurd, ridiculous, scary, and violent place that includes conspiracies and an absence of facts and lies and ridiculous interviews to distort our systems, our democracy. So yes, that Donald Trump could wipe his dick all over the Constitution and freedom and things that everyone in this country has believed in and fought for and got the attention of the McConnells of the world yesterday, only when they were shitting their own pants. So we're going to talk to Aaron Rodgers as well tomorrow. I imagine he's got some opinions on this. So who else are we going to talk to tomorrow that's actually today?
I thought we were cleaning up the language.
This is the rare Thursday that feels like a Thursday that's actually a Friday, Stugatz. We're headed right now into a rare Thursday that is an actual Thursday.
The rare Thursday that is a Thursday, but also feels like a Friday. It feels like a Thursday and a Friday, a very special Thursday.
Rarest.
Where's the Friday?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.